So it's my field. For our boy Ishani, he sold it to me 4 years ago. So in other words, he sold it to me before he sold it to you. You're telling me you ate here already 3 years, so Mashma, you bought it off Yehuda 3 years ago. But I have a shtar that Yehuda, the same Yehuda, sold me the karka 4 years ago. Says, so l'chur, it's my karka. And you're there shalakadin, and you're not saying you bought it off me. You're only saying you bought it off Yehuda. Off me, you're not saying you bought it. So if I could prove it that this karka belonged to me 4 years ago, so then you have to go out, it's mine. Omale. So now Shimon says back to Reuven, hold it, listen here. Misav richne chazoka. That that I told you that I bought this field and I ate in it, a shne chazoka, who told you I meant to say only to losi shani kamino? Who told you I meant to say I'm only there 3 years? So now that you have a shtar that you bought it 4 years ago, it should belong to you, that you bought it before I did? No. Shnei chazoka tuva kamina. That that I'm telling you I ate here, shnei chazoka means I'm here a long time. I mean to say I'm here already 5, 6 years. So maybe I mean to say I'm here even before you. So your taka belongs to me. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says taka true. Ovid inish, people taka do like this. Ovid inish, dekori lishnei tuva shnei chazoka. That when Shimon said, listen, don't bother me, I'm in this field and I ate already, Shnei Chazokov, he laughed off with that he means only 3 years. If he says later that he meant to say he was there 4, 5, or 6 years, we believe him. He meant to say he's here a long, long time already. Even though you, Reuven, have a shtar that you disowned to you 4 years ago, that shtar is worth zero. Because I have a Chazokah now and I'm saying I'm here already 6 years. I'm here before you. Therefore, it belongs to me. Samar says, though, but the Hanimili, when is this said? The Ochlo Sheva. Only if you're there really 7 years. Because he has a shtar that he bought it 4 years ago. So if you're there 3 years before he bought it, that's a good chazaka. Then we'll believe you. The Kodam chazaka lahai lishtara, the heich. Then your chazok is here before his shtar. He has the proof that he bought it off Yehudah. Reuven has the proof he bought off Yehudah 4 years ago. Now, if you, Shimon, are telling us that you're here in this field for 7 years, then we'll leave it by you. 7 years ago means that you're there 3 years before Yehuda sold it to Reuven. Therefore, that mechira means nothing. Mashenkein avol shis. But let's say you, Reuven, you, Shimon, you're only saying you're in this field only 6 years. That's all. If so, ein lecho machog delemizu. Then your chazaka is no good. Like, what's going on here? I, Reuven, have a shtar that you sold it to me 4 years ago. Now, you're saying you bought it 6 years ago. So, you want to say Yidin Chazaka. Now, 6 years ago, that means after you're there 2 years, Yehuda sold the field to somebody else. Now, that's like making a machor. Ein lecho machor, g'day lo mizu. If the original owner went and wrote a shtar mechira selling it to somebody else, that's like making a protest and Yehuda is saying, this field does not belong to Shimon. Shimon, you're being mastic in my field. Get out of here. It doesn't belong to you. That's why Reuven made a shtar mechira to Reuven. So therefore, if Shimon is only there 6 years, that's called a machor, then he wouldn't keep it. He'll give it back to Reuven. But the only time that Shimon has a right to stay there, if Shimon says, that when I say I ate Shnei Chazaka, it means I ate 7 years of Chazaka. Then I was there 3 years before you bought it, so therefore my Chazaka is good. If you only made a Macho after 3 years, it doesn't help. Then the Chazaka would be good. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, hold on. That's Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. On top, Mar says, Zeh Oymah Shalavoysai, V'zeh Oymah Shalavoysai. Question, Reuven and Shimon are both arguing over this piece of land, and each one saying, listen, it belonged to my father. But hi, I see Sade de Abasihi. Reuven brings Edim that this field belonged to his father. For hi, and Shimon, I see Sade de Ochle Shnei Chazoka. Shimon doesn't have any proof that the karka really belonged to his father. But instead, he brings Edim that he was there the last 3 years. The question is, who do we give it to? Do we give it to Reuven that has Edim that belonged to his father? Then Mustam he yashened it. But we give it to Shimon that he has Edi Chazok, he's living there the last 3 years. So Amar Rabbah says, listen, Malil Lashaka, the Kur, we should believe Shimon. Because he has a migo. Like if he wanted a lie, he boy Yomale, Minoch Zavante, Yachalte Shnechazoka. If Shimon wanted a lie, Shimon should have said a better lie. He should have said, you know what, Reuven, not that this field belonged to my father, but I bought it off you. Shimon could have said, I bought the field off you, Reuven, and I'm living there now for 3 years, so I have a chazaka. So since Shimon didn't say that, but instead Shimon said it belonged to his father, so Rabbi says we believe Shimon with this chazaka, with this migo. He has a migo, we believe him. That's what Rabbi said. Omalei Abaya said back, Mali l'shaka b'makam edim, lo yamrinan, we don't say a migo b'makam edim. They're like edim against him. That Lamaisa Reuven as Edis saying that this field belonged to his father. Now, Shimon, what is Shimon saying? Shimon is saying that this field belonged to his father. And Shimon doesn't have Edis on that. Shimon only has that he ate there 3 years. But like, so what? It's like a chazak, a sheini motaina. Like, since Reuven as Edim that belonged to his father, we know for sure the real owner was Reuven's father. Shimon is not saying he bought it off Reuven. Shimon is saying it belonged to his father and he has no proof. So even though Shimon has a migum, but migum amokim edim loyam rinan, and we hold like Abaya says a good svara. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be if Hodar Omalei? Then Shimon changed his mind or changed his taina and said like this: Hodar Omalei. Then Shimon said, in the avosachi, I agree that it belonged to your father. Not like I said until now it was my father's, but no, I believe you. It was true. It was your father's. But v'zavanti minoch yishno, I bought it off your father. That's where I bought it off you. That's what Shimon says now. I v'hai di armi l'cho di avosoi. How come before I just said it was my father's? So Shimon explains it over and says, you know what I meant to say? T'somach li alo ki di avosoi. What I meant to say is that I rely like it's mine, as if it was my father. That's what Shimon meant to say. So the question is, do we believe Shimon or not? First, Shimon said it belonged to his father. And now that we don't believe him. He doesn't have Edis. But Reuven has Edis that it belonged to his father. So that alone we believe Reuven. But now Shimon changes his taina. And he says, I did not mean to say it was really my father's. I meant to say that I bought it off you. The question is, Toyin, if you say one taina in Bezdin, and then you go back to Bezdin another later, and you say a different taina, you have a different complaint later in Bezdin, do we believe you? I maybe know. I maybe ain toyin v'chayz v'toyin. You're not going to come back to Bezdin again and say another taina in Bezdin. The first taina you said, that's the taina Bezdin believes. If you want to come back and say a different taina, Bezdin does not leave you. And mafrat over here, that you're coming back and changing around your first words. Like a little bit you're saying different than your first words. Maybe just to add on something else, maybe you would be allowed to. But here, first you said it belonged to your father. Now you're coming back and you're agreeing that it did not belong to your father. You just want to explain yourself. What you meant to say was that you bought it off Reuven and it's yours as if it belonged to your father. So do we believe you or not? That's the machlokes. Ula says yes. Toyin v'chayz v'toyin. You're allowed to. Rashi says toyin v'bezdin mashu roitza. You're allowed to say complaints once in Bezdin. V'chayz acharchem litan dvarim acherim letaritz dvarim roshayim. You're allowed to come back a second time to Bezdin and explain what you said the first time. Even though you're disagreeing a little bit from what you said first, that now you come with a ketainom, that I said before was my father. I did not really mean it was my father's, but rather the samach alo k'davosoi. I meant to say I rely on it as if it's my father's. So Ula says yes, we believe you. However, Nahadoy, they say, no. Once somebody says something in Bezdin, he has no right to come and say differently in Bezdin. But the Gemara says, Ula though agrees, Hecha di Omalei shall avoisai, Veloi shall avoisecha. Let's say first, when Shimon first said his time in Bezdin, Shimon said clearly, listen, I'm telling you that this field belonged to my father, and it did not belong to your father, Reuven. That's what Shimon said like this. Then, if Shimon now wants to come and say, you know what, Bezdin, I did not mean what I said, but I admit that it belonged to Reuven's father, then even Ula agrees we did not listen to you. To go against your first words completely, then Bezdin sees like you're lying here. So then Bezdin doesn't have a right to believe you. Rashi says, that Afa Gav de Mehemnina Lei, Lahai de Toyin, of in the Abusa, of the Shem Toyin Metchil of Pirus, where he said first clearly what he meant. And now he wants to be Oikel Legamri de Varma Rishonim, then we don't believe him. And Mechain Alocha, that's the Loch Rosi Pasim like Gula. That to come back to Bezin now and say exactly opposite to what you first said, Bezin does not believe you. But the Heicha Devi Koi Beidina, let's say you were in Bezin. For Loy Toyin, and first you did not say good taina. You said what you had to say, but you didn't say a certain taina. The Yosem Avroi, and then you left Bezin and you went outside. And then you come back to Bezin again, Vitoyin, and now you want to tell Bezin, you know what, Bezin? I have another reason why it's mine. I have another taina now. Halacha is then, Einoi Chayze Vitoyin. In such a case, Bezin does not have to listen to you anymore. Bezin gives you one chance to say your taina, and you said what you want. Then if you go outside of Bezin and come back later and have a new taina, Bezin does not have to listen to you. My taina, what's the reason? Because you have to be afraid that taina say agmere, that maybe somebody outside taught you what to taina. But you have to be afraid maybe you're lying now. It's not what you really want to say. Somebody taught you a good taina. So therefore we don't believe you. Yeah. Rashi says, oh yeah, but Bekrova, maybe somebody likes you, your friend, or your relatives. They came and told you, now listen, you should have tied to this in Bezdin. Therefore, Bezdin does not believe you. So Rashi says, the Rashbam, so what it means to say is, that if you were in Bezdin, and you were not misakin, you did not fix up your Dvorim HaRishonim, but rather after you went out of Bezdin, then you came back and you want to fix up the words that you said, Bezdin now doesn't believe you. But Mashmoni, if you have to fix up the tainas that you already said, but if you're coming back now to say new tainas, maybe then Bezdin is supposed to listen to you. It's only that if you want to fix up the tainas you already said, and you left Bezin, then Bezin doesn't believe you. Because you already said something. Now you want to come back and change it around, Bezin has to be afraid maybe somebody taught you to change it around. Therefore they don't believe you. But Nadoi agree that Heicha Diyamalei Shelavoisai Shelachuhu Meyavoisecho, that let's say Shimon said, listen, it belongs to my father that bought it off your father. In other words, Shimon also admits that it once it belonged to Reuven's father. Shimon is only saying that his father bought it off Reuven's father. And so then, the Chayz of Itayin, then Taka, we believe Shimon when he says to say, that first Shimon said it belonged to my father. And then Shimon comes back and explains himself. You know what I meant to say? It belongs to my father. Not that it was my father the whole time, but that my father went and bought it off your father. In such a case, we believe a Shimon. Because here he's not being oikir devorim harishonim. He's not like saying a lie. He's like still sticking to what he said. I said before it belonged to my father, and I'm still admitting it belonged to my father. I'm only adding on a little bit that the pshat is that my father bought it off your father. Then we believe you. Even Nadoi would agree to this. But Tehechodishtoy Mila Meavroi for Loitoyin. Let's say first the people were outside Bezdin, and Reuven said over to some people his taina, and Shimon said over to some people their taina. And then Vyosala Bedina, then when they walk into Bezdin, Vitoyin the Chayze Vitoyin, that now when they come into Bezdin, Reuven's allowed to change around what he said outside, and Shimon is allowed to change around what he said outside. Here everybody agrees. My time, what's the reason? Because Ovid Inish, to Le Magle Time say, Elul Vedina. That's a normal thing that a person does not want to say over his tainas until he comes to Bezdin. In order not to say it before outside. Because he doesn't want the other person to hear his tainas, and then they'll think of ways to go against him. So a person has to be smart and not say his tainas outside Bezdin. So therefore it's normal that when you're outside Bezdin, you say one taina to fool them. But then when you come into Bezdin, then you say the tiny real taina, that's alright. Then we believe you, the taina you say in Bezin. That's not called, you're being chayza, you're retracting what you said before. But that's normal, people do not say the real taina is outside of Bezin. Omar Rameima said, Yishno, Anoi Nahadoi Ano. I also live in the city Nadoi. And still, severely, I hold, Tetoyin v'chayza v'toyin, I hold like Ula, not like the other Anshefa Nadoi. And Vilkasa, that's Takad Alocha, that Toyin v'chayza v'toyin. That even though a person first said one time in Bezin, and lady wants to come, he didn't leave Bezin yet, but while he's still in Bezin now, he's coming and saying, he's explaining himself what he meant to say. If he's not being mach, he's not going completely against what he first said, he's only changing around a little bit, then Beis Din, he has the right to do that, and Beis Din has to still listen to him. Now, what's going to be? Ze oimer shel avoisai. Reuven says, listen, this field belonged to my father. Ze oimer Shimon says, no. Shel avoisai hai. No, this field belonged to my father. Now, I see sadi davoso v'yochzo shnei chazoka. That one of them, Reuven, brought Edus, that the field belonged to his father, and also that he's there the last 3 years. V'hai, and now Shimon, I see sadi v'yochzo shnei chazoka. Shimon only blings to Edus that he's eating the last 3 years. So really what comes out is really there's a steer in the Edim. Reuven has Edus that he was there the last 3 years, and also that the field belonged to his father. Shimon has two Edim that he was there the last 3 years, but he doesn't have Edus about his father. So what do we do here? Some Rav Nachman said, Uki achilo labahadi achilo. Listen, these two different pair of Edus. That one pair is saying Reuven ate there the last 3 years, and the other pair is saying, no, Shimon ate there the last 3 years. So these two Edus, we don't believe either one of them, because they are chosho, and they're going against one another. So therefore, we throw these two out. That's called Uki Yachila Lavadi Yachila. And therefore, what should we do, though? Who really owns this field? We leave the field to Reuven, because his Edus were also saying that the field belonged to his father. Shimon.